Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
All right, there's the Eight of Swords. Now, some obvious songs come to mind and some really obscure songs and songs that you wouldn't initially think about when you talk about being trapped, feeling trapped. It's not being trapped. When the Eight of Swords comes up, it's really telling you you do have a way out. You just aren't seeing it. You need a new way to look at things. You know, the Eight of Swords comes up and it's like, well, that's your dead-end job. That's your dead-end relationship. And it's like, well, yeah, I'm stuck. But are you really? You know, look at Jimmy Cliff. He wrote that song, Trapped. It says, well, it seems like I'm falling in your trap again, and it seems like I'll be wearing the same old pains. But good must conquer evil, and truth will set me free. So you see that somewhere I've found the key. Yes, you see that somewhere I've found the key. Well, it's, and now, I mean, listen to him talk to her. It's like, I'm going to be in your trap again, but you know, I can get out. I know I can get out. I'm telling you I can get out. So then why are you in it in the first place? That's the energy of the Eight of Swords. It's like you know that you need to be long gone and you know you shouldn't be walking in the same direction. And then Jimmy Cliff continues. Well, it seems like I've been sleeping in your bed too long and it seems like you've been planning to do me wrong. But evil concentrated must be disintegrated. So I know that I'll be walking out again. Yes, I know that I'll be walking out again. But now I'm trapped. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yes, I'm trapped. So it's a game. He goes on to say he's playing the person's game. He's playing his own game. He's playing a game with himself. He keeps telling himself, I know this is wrong. I know I can leave, but he's not leaving. Then you take a song like Robert Tepper, There's No Easy Way Out, besides being part of one of the greatest and most iconic scenes of any movie in Rocky IV, after Apollo dies and Stallone's just, he's got to be on his own. He's shifting that car as hard as he can. The song itself is pretty much like a love song, but it shows you that decisions are hard. And it's not that you are stuck in a situation. It's that you're not ready to face the hard decisions of a breakup, of quitting a job or getting out of a toxic situation. Robert Tepper says, we're not indestructible. Baby, better get that straight. I think it's unbelievable how you give in to the hands of fate. Some things are worth fighting for and some feelings never die. I'm not asking for another chance. I just want to know why. There's no easy way out. There's no shortcut home. There's no easy way out. Giving in can't be wrong. So you see, in Robert Tepper's song, he is realizing, look, this can't go on anymore. I just want to hear your side of it. I just want to know if you personally feel the same way. And when he says giving in can't be wrong, no, it's not wrong. It's time to end. It's time to accept the feelings of it's hard to say the word defeat. But if defeat is how you get over it faster, fine. It's hard to admit that something's over. You put in so much time. You put in so many years. You swallowed so much pride. And now you're finally saying to yourself, I gotta go. But that's what the Eight of Swords is telling you. It's not that It's not that it failed, it's that it's not working anymore. And instead of playing the victim, instead of saying that you're stuck, the Eight of Swords is saying, snap out of it, stop overthinking things, stop getting yourself into that hamster wheel, doing the same things over and over by executing the same bad habits constantly. Did you ever hear that song by the Concrete Blonde, Joey? Now, Joey looks at relationships in a much different way. It deals with addiction, possible abuse, and the song that Joey was written for eventually gave in to his own demons of alcoholism and addiction. Jeanette Napolitano wrote about this guy Mark Morland from Wall of Voodoo. They had one song, Mexican Radio, and you can hear the anguish in her voice, because it didn't have to be that way. It didn't have to be so isolated and so lonely. There was help. But this gentleman was so, and the person in the song was so imprisoned by his own demons, his own actions, his own anguish. It says, Joey, baby, don't get crazy. Detours, fences, I get defensive. I know you've heard it all before, so I don't say it anymore. I just stand by and let you fight your secret war. And though I used to wonder why, I used to cry till I was dry, and sometimes I still get a strange pain inside. Oh, Joey, if you're hurting, so am I. So there's two people in this song that emulate the energy of the Eight of Swords. The person facing the addiction, and I'm not here to talk about what addiction is. I'm here to talk about the fact that there is help and you're not seeing it. And that's all. I'm also here to talk about the woman in the relationship that just doesn't want to let go, even though the person she's fighting for stopped fighting for themselves. That's the energy of the Eight of Swords. You know, in that case, it's toxic. It's bitter. It's over. You're telling yourself you need to be here to save this person, and it's not going to happen because that person won't save themselves. And the person who's stuck in the addictive, abusive, destructive behavior, he has help. That person has help staring at him. There is a way out, but they don't want to see it. They're not seeing it for whatever reason. That's the Eight of Swords. When the Eight of Swords comes up, it's telling you, stop doing the same thing that's causing you pain. You're not trapped. If you feel trapped, it's time to take a look at what you're doing. It's time to take a look at how you're handling things. It's not going to be easy, but it's also not permanent if you don't want it to be. That is the Eight of Swords. Not the most pleasant card, but if it comes up, it's telling you that things can be pleasant if you make the necessary changes and the difficult decisions. Now, if you like the way we did that, examining the energy of the Eight of Swords and all the cards that we do, we're going to keep going with the swords, and then we're going to go into perhaps the wands, maybe the cups. We started with the pentacles, but please, all feedback is wanted and appreciated. Please subscribe to Rock and Soul Tarot. Please subscribe to Rock and Soul Tarot on YouTube. And check out my Instagram, Orlando0616. I would love to know what you think, and I will talk to you soon. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. Be safe.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.